I counted my steps. 3 to get from the door to the wall, 2 between the toilet and the mirror. My new apartment in Aden was big for one person, but I hadn't planned on taking refuge in its bathroom. The gray-green light from the single fluorescent bulb scattered off the mirror, blanching the walls, the ceiling, the floor. It had nowhere to go. Trapped. My eyes, red-rimmed and shot through with blood, had been hollowed by sleeplessness and stress. They'd retreated, withdrawn from the front lines, as if unwilling to watch Yemen tear itself apart. Rubble-strewn streets, soldiers and citizens shouting and firing weapons. Social media emblazoned with the slogans, "God is great! Death to America! Death to Israel! Damn the Jews! Victory to Islam!" The power shut off. I glanced at my phone and tried to calm myself by taking inventory. It was March 22, 2015. 7 days earlier, I'd fled my home in Sana'a, Yemen's official capital city, to escape the threats on my life and the violence of the earliest days of what was now a full-on civil war. On one side was President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi and the loyalist forces. On the other were the opposition forces, the Houthis and their Supreme Revolutionary Committee, backed by the former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh. I thought I was running toward safety, but the violence followed me. First went the airport from which I'd departed, seized by the Houthis. Then came fighting between the Hadi loyalists and the Houthi rebels at the airport here in Aden. Would the bombing spread from there? Everyone prayed that the conflict would die down, but the fight was only just beginning. Was Yemen, the poorest nation in the region, about to become the battleground of a well-funded proxy war between Iran and Saudi Arabia? Whispers flew from door to door. Iran, a Shia nation, was said to be funneling weapons to its fellow Shias, the rebels from the north, the Houthis. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia, a Sunni nation, was supposedly backing President Hadi, a fellow Sunni. To make matters worse, the Sunni network extended to Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP, and the Islamic State of Iraq in the Levant, ISIL, both of which had started to claim control of various parts of Yemen. The Sunni-Shia balance of power in Yemen could help tip the Middle East in one direction or another. All these different groups with only the loosest affiliations seemed willing to unite in order to move that needle. From my window, I watched as fighters patrolled the streets. There were only 2 roads out of the city, and both went around the airport, which was one of the centers of the battle. It didn't look like I could escape using either of them. The situation was delicate for everyone, and downright deadly for anyone with ties to Israel, Jews, or interfaith activism. I had all 3. As a peace activist who promoted understanding between Jews, Christians, and Muslims, I'd been targeted before. But this was different. This was worse. If anyone were to find out who I was, where I was from, or what I'd been doing for the last several years. Capture, torture, execution. How much longer could I survive on little more than adrenaline and intermittent internet and cellular connectivity? I shut my eyes and rested both hands on the sink. My forehead touched the mirror and slipped down the glass in its own sweat. I ran my tongue across my cracked lips, resisting the urge to tear at the loose flesh with my teeth. My stomach roiled from hunger and worry. A faint pop of gunfire pulled me back up. I planted my bare feet on the tile floor and wondered if the impact of a shell could work its way up from the street to my 4th-floor apartment. I hurried out of the bathroom back to the window, pressed my body against the wall, and peered around a small gap between the drawn curtains. The power lines formed a messy web. Just down the block, 2 men stood watch at what looked like an AQAP checkpoint. Their black shmags hid their faces. The wind wrapped their white robes around the bandoliers crossing their chests. Dust devils danced at their feet. Their rifle barrels pointed skyward. Why did I put myself in this situation? I thought to myself. Why did I leave my home in Sana'a?